Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
33009.
That was 33009.
Right.
I may have your first and last name.
Lisa Foster is who it's under.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
Well, here's the problem before I give you too much information. We were notified by Capital One that there may be something fishy going on with this charge, and my wife or I, neither one, recognized the charge. I Googled your company, and it seems that you guys charge for something. We don't have any idea what it's for.
Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me? That way I can see exactly what's going on with the account.
1985 South Ocean Drive, Hallandale Beach, Florida.
Okay, I see here you have this Focus watch, and it started back on April 20th, where you paid the $5.97 twice to try the products out. But you had to call in within those 14 days to cancel. And by you not calling in within those 14 days, you was automatically enrolled in auto ship and auto pay. Now, have you already disputed the charges with your bank?
No, we hadn't, because we never ordered that stuff. It showed up. We never ordered it. My wife didn't order it. She's right here. I didn't order it. I don't know how you guys got our address to send it. And our credit card information.
Okay, well, have you disputed the charge with your bank?
No. I wanted to, well, all they're going to tell me to do is try to call you guys and work it out first.
Okay, just one moment. I'm going to go ahead and cancel out your account.
I mean, how did this get charged? Who? What record do you have of anybody even asking for this stuff to be sent?
Okay, so when you vary.
What's that?
Okay, so when you vary first, place the order, the terms.
Yeah, but my point is, ma'am, nobody placed the order.
Okay, so
my
you're saying
right
this is fraud, sir?
What's that?
Are you saying this fraud? You know,
I'm
I never placed the $5.97
no,
on April 20th?
No, we did not. This stuff
okay,
showed
so
up. Hang on a minute. This stuff showed up. We didn't even know who it's from. We didn't order it. My wife didn't order it. I didn't order it. So we didn't order the stuff, is my point. See what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand. Will you verify your email for me?
Well, her email is LFFOST@AOL.com. Mine is FosterProm@AOL.com.
Okay, what about the phone number?
Her phone number is 720-880-8839. My number is this one that I'm calling you on.
Okay, so the information, okay, the number that we have here on file is the 720-880-8839. And that email is LFFOST@AOL.com. So the information that you provided to me, it is the same info that we received when the order was very first placed. But what
and
I
when,
to do,
what date are you showing that was placed?
This order was placed on April 20th for $5.97 for each one.
April 20th for $5.90-something cents. Yep. Well, how did they have all your information, every bit of it? That's just really strange. April 20th, the day after my birthday. So you can cancel this, right?
Yes, I'm going to get the account canceled and transfer you over to the fraud department. That way they can do a full investigation for you.
All right. Are you refunding the money, or are they?
Well, I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. That way they can do that investigation for you. Just hold one moment.
What pills? Do you want to fucking deal with this, or do you want me to? You order this shit, and what do you do? Somebody did. They got every fucking number that you've got on there. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Go ahead. Transfer.
Okay, just bear with me. I got to give up the information first. Yeah, I'm still here. Just one moment. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
I guess not.
Okay,
just don't lose me. I need to get this done.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Thank you.